Hey, it's the Pete from thepete.com, and this is the Pete Podcast for, let's see, I'm recording this on, October 25th, which means that in precisely 2 weeks, we will know who the next president of the United States is. I mean, we kind of already know now, don't we? You know? And it's nice to see that all of my fears... all of our fears, really, over the past several months have been for nothing, which is good. You know, better to be afraid of something that never comes to pass than, you know, right all along and you're in trouble. Donald Trump, it's funny. Everybody was saying, oh, he's never going to be the nominee. Then he was the nominee. And then we're like, oh, crap. And, you know, we saw his poll numbers go up and up and up. And then finally, all of his misogyny comes out. I don't know what that means, though, because we've always known he's been a misogynistic asshole. Pardon my French. Didn't he own the Miss Universe contest? I mean, that's pretty sexist right there, just by itself. He's been caught on camera many times over the years. I mean, this is also what I've been saying all along is that, you know, we know Donald Trump. We know he's a terrible human being. And you know, I mean, I grew up in the New York City area, not in the city, but in the tri-state area. And he was in the news all the time. He was on TV all the time, all, you know, through my later childhood years and into adulthood. And he just always seemed like a dick to me. He just, you know, there was nothing to him. He was like, oh, he's an amazing businessman. Why? You know, he seems like a jerk to me. You know, I don't want to do business with a jerk. And I just remember being puzzled when I was, you know, a kid as to why he was so famous and popular. Because he was so just lame. And you know, to me, real estate... You know, maybe I'm just too much of an artist, you know, typical artist or something, but, you know, I'm not impressed with real estate moguls. It's like, okay, you bought some plot of land from somebody else, and then you marked it up and convinced a bunch of people it was worth that markup, and you sold it. Congratulations. Or you built a building. Building a building is cool. Like, that's impressive. Like, just walk around New York City and you see what, you know, how impressive buildings can really be. But most of the time when, you know, somebody like Trump builds a building, it's, I guess, impressive from a constructive standpoint, like as in a construction, but it's ugly and boring. You know, all of his towers, quote unquote, are just big black and, you know, glass. And it's like, really? You don't want to actually hire an architect? I mean, I'm kidding. Of course they were designed by architects, but you know what I mean. It's like, look around New York City. None of his buildings and a lot of other people's buildings, you know, belong in New York City because they're just not interesting. They're boring. Anyway, the point is, Donald Trump has always, we've always known he was a sexist dickweed. And it's just frustrating that this whole time he's been talking about being a racist and, or, you know, admitting basically by being a functioning racist and being, you know... just saying some crazy, dumbass, non-logical things, as well as plenty of falsehoods. You know, it's just stunning to me that it took this long for his reputation to be self-besmirched enough for him to start to, you know, to drop in the polls. And, you know, I mean, I'm glad it's happening, obviously, but really, America, or really Republicans... what took you so long? I mean, seriously. And, you know, the real irony here is that as, you know, as we round out the last 2 weeks of this campaign or this election season, you know, he's just grasping at straws now. He's just grabbing at anything to, you know, throw at Hillary. I mean, mud that just isn't even going to, it's just going to pass right by her. I mean, like he's, this mud that he's slinging now has nothing to do with Hillary. You know, he's like, oh, Obamacare is just blowing up. It's exploding, folks. Great. And what does that have to do with Hillary? Okay, so she endorsed it. Fine. Then what? How is she somehow, you know, to blame just because she supported it? A lot of people supported it. Why don't you go after everybody else who supported it? I mean, it's just not relevant. It's just not relevant to her ability to serve as president. There's plenty of things to go after Hillary for, but this isn't one of them. You know, you wanna bag on somebody, it's pretty much just Obama you go after for Obamacare. You know, because he's ultimately the driver, the licensed driver behind the wheel on that one. Yeah, Hillary might have been in the car, but it turns out it was a really big van and she was way in the back and she just was one of many. And even though it is a little bit in trouble right now with the premiums going up, it's still better than what we had. I still don't like it because of the mandatoriness of it. I think that's un-American, forcing people to have any kind of, you know, thing they have to pay for. It doesn't make any sense. The free country stopped being free at that point. But yeah. And what cracks me up though is once again, to jump back to Trump's, you know, ridiculous mudslinging, is that he's always accused people of being losers and sad human beings, or I guess sad human beings. And it's getting to the point where he himself is fitting of his own insults. He is a sad loser as he scrambles and struggles to find things to throw at Hillary, you know, to attack Hillary for. It's kind of pitiful. I mean, he's just kind of a sad, sorry loser. And, you know, I don't have any pity for him because, you know, it's his own ego that got him into this mess. And, you know, and now he's paying the price. And he will pay the price, hopefully. Hopefully no one will want to hire him. I mean, think about what happened to O.J. Simpson, you know. It's like he was generally famous. And then, you know, his ex-wife died. And her boyfriend. And, you know, and he probably killed them. And so it's kind of like, what happened to him? Well, nothing, not much good. You know, he didn't go to jail, but he has gotten in trouble for other things. And, you know, people have made it very hard for him to have, you know, a rich guy life. And, it's not like he's doing TV shows, or I think he was in the police academy, not police academy, police squad movies, the Naked Gun movies. And, now he doesn't do much acting anymore. So, you know, which is what I want to see happen to Donald Trump. I want to see him, you know, not on TV. I want him to just be relegated back to his, you know, measly little real estate career. If that, you know, I'd love to walk into a 7-Eleven or something and see him working behind the register. That would make me very happy, you know, because, you know, I would just have a hard time not laughing in his face. But, you know, I probably wouldn't. I'm probably too polite for that. I would just snicker behind the rack of Snickers. Anyway, stupid joke. But yeah, and that's what's so funny is that, you know, he's so busy, you know, pointing fingers at other people and how lame everyone else is, according to him, that he misses, you know, the reflection in the mirror deserving of, you know, his own derision. You know, I mean, it's like, what is it? There's a saying where physician, heal thyself, maybe. That sort of works. In this case, dickhead, insult yourself, because that's what he's so good at. You know, and he certainly deserves his own, you know, like I said, derision. So, so hopefully, he will. I still am hoping he'll have a meltdown on camera somehow and freak out. So yeah, that's my hope. And on the other hand, I am, you know, not hoping for any kind of violence, from Trump supporters. I hope he has the grace to just say, hey, you know what, guys, we lost this one. Let's just move on. Because if he does anything else, like, in, you know, encouraging people to commit acts of violence, well, then we're going to have trouble. Then the cops are going to have to get involved in the riot police, and who knows how bad it could get, because some of Trump's followers seem really, really out there, as I'm sure you know. Anyway, this has been the Pete Cast, or the Pete Podcast, sorry, and the Pete, that's me, for another week. We got 2 more weeks. Thanks for listening, and yeah, that's it. Have a great day.